it makes me feel like I am in a place that is white, that's soft.
I'm not crazy about the music behind the voice, but the voice is beautiful.
People who listen to this would probably be middle-aged, maybe in their 50s. They'd have really nice sofas and a really nice car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My name's Jason Renfro, and I'm a psychologist, and I'm interested in music preferences and personality. People place a great deal of importance on the music that they like. But yet, we don't know a whole lot about it from a social, psychological perspective. Why do people listen to music, and why do people like the music that they listen to? These are the sorts of questions that I'm interested in studying.
So here's the plan. We're going to go around the town and approach people to ask them to participate in the study.
All right. Okay.
So I look forward to seeing you there.
All right. UK hip-hop, okay. Or like indie a little bit, right. Dance music.
Okay. Anything you don't like?
Death metal, black metal.
Okay.
Grindcore, goth, industrial.
Okay. What's grindcore? I've never heard of that.
You get to listen to some music clips and answer some questions.
You're going to a rave.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
You're meeting people, getting to know people.
I try not to tell people that I'm a psychologist because people have this belief that because I'm a psychologist, I have this magical ability to read their minds. And although there is some truth to that, I find that it makes them a bit uncomfortable.
We're going to begin by listening to music. I'd like you to indicate the extent to which you like that music. Clip number two.
One of the things that the participants don't realize is that I've analyzed all of the music that I played to them. Those analyses tell me how optimistic or uplifting the songs were.
I see myself as someone who is talkative.
With the personality questionnaire, unbeknownst to the participants, that questionnaire was designed to assess five basic dimensions of personality: extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, emotional stability, and openness.
22. I see myself as someone who is generally trusting. What do you think comes to people's mind when they think of somebody who likes classical music?
That they're posh.
What do you think the stereotype is of somebody who likes rap music?
They're obvious cliches. I don't need to answer. Like, everyone's had that. You can see them in like videos and whatnot everywhere. Like, cliches are just cliches, man.
What do you think people's impression is of fans who listen to singer and songwriter music?
Maybe a little weedy. Mm-hmm. Or insipid, not really able to deal with the real world.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's an accurate impression for people to have?
No, not really. I think people who like that kind of music can be calmer, or can seem calmer, and can be quite introverted or inward-looking about their feelings, but I don't think that necessarily characterizes them as being weedy.
I wouldn't like to think of myself as a hillbilly. I mean, I'm certainly not.
So I've entered the data, and I've run some analyses, and I've found that the participants who liked the classical and jazz clips rated themselves as being more creative and open. The people who said they really enjoyed listening to the rap clips, they tended to be more extroverted.
I find that the characteristics that are associated with fans of certain styles of music, like punk, tend to be the very same characteristics that are associated with fans in other countries. So somebody who likes punk music and who lives in London is going to be quite similar to somebody who likes punk music and lives in Tokyo.
Today, I learned something really interesting, which is that when I asked them whether they thought the music they enjoyed said anything about
who they are, they didn't seem to think so.
Yet, when I asked them whether or not they think other people's music preferences says anything about who they are, they seemed to be pretty comfortable with that idea. And in fact, they had pretty clearly defined stereotypes about people who enjoy certain styles of music.
People who enjoyed listening to heavy metal music and punk music, much to my surprise, ended up being much more friendly than the stereotype would have us believe. Agreeable, warm. The basic message from this work is that we can learn an awful lot about someone if we know what kind of music they like, but it doesn't tell us the whole story.